It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time. For the first time on 105.1 FM, The Fan, and in Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Daily Ticker with a Pelicano. Discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza and drink in refreshment. College football is right around the corner, and how do you know that? Well, two reasons.
It's here, dude.
Well, there's no offseason, that much we know. Big Ten Media Days being here means that football is nearly upon us, and then our wonderful guest, the commissioner of the sport, joining the show means that once again, college football is on the horizon. Josh Pate, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. His college football show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday at 5 o'clock our time live on YouTube. And you can catch the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Congratulations are in order to start, by the way. Josh Pate got married
the
this
nuptials.
Non-off season. Yes. How is married life treating Josh Pate?
Look, I'd love to talk about my personal life, and it has been good. All right, I don't want to just fleece the question, but do we think that this is a great idea? I mean, FM means listeners, executives, advertisers, consequences, restrictions. Do we think that we're going to be okay here?
We're not really sure. I haven't answered that, Josh. Yeah. We have a television camera right now in our studio watching us as we interview you.
Filming B-roll, which is a very awkward thing to do a segment while you're being filmed by a news cameraman. But, we're exploring the space.
They told you that's B-roll. What that is evidence for the inevitable deposition. That's what that is.
It is evidence.
More suits in our lives now is something that we're all, very, very thrilled about. I'd like the suits to know that we're very excited about this and welcome them to be a part of the show. I'm going to, Josh Pate, for those who follow him on Instagram, can see him hit. He's Josh Pate, and he hits dingers in softball. That's what he does. So let's start with a softball, slow pitch, right here into the wheelhouse. Biggest storyline of Big Ten Media Day for Josh Pate.
Let's do nothing but softballs, if that's okay. So the first softball, I'm going to just solidly opposite field single here. I think how should I put this? Is there like a discernible tier two out of all of this, which I thought has been like 3 or 4 years running, the biggest storyline, if you will, of this league? Everybody has seen the tip of the iceberg. All right. Just like in the SEC, you can see the tip of the iceberg. But when you get beneath the surface, is there that massive chunk of ice in the SEC that would be Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, et cetera? Last year, and for the last several years, Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan State, those sorts of teams really have not held up their end of the deal. Wisconsin is in that group. They haven't held up their end of the deal. Now, it hasn't hurt the Big Ten because they've won a couple of national titles, but what I'm thinking about is not can you win a national title. What I'm thinking about is when you turn on any given Saturday's TV slate, are you like four deep on games I feel like I've just got to watch and the general public feels like they just got to watch? And that hasn't been this conference for a little while. I do not think it's because of lack of aggression in hiring. Matt Rhule is a really aggressive hire. Luke Fickell was a really aggressive hire. Jonathan Smith was a really aggressive hire. So it's not because they haven't tried. It just, it takes a little while. And so that, I think, would be my biggest storyline.
Hmm. Not to pivot away from Big Ten Media Day, because we're going to get back into that. You're there. You're covering it. You do an exceptional job. I got to ask you, though. We talked about this earlier on the show. I get why Memphis wants to be in the Big 12. What were your thoughts of the Big 12 being offered up? Basically, no sharing of the revenue, potentially $200 million in new money, a media market in Memphis, an NCAA tournament team in their basketball program, and what seems like a pretty decent football situation. Why did the Big 12 say no, in your estimation, to Memphis?
I just think you've got to get agreement from your university presidents, and they just don't want to further dilute their cut of that media rights distribution. I also think, and this is sort of blind assumption, but I also think you need to pay attention to how much Brett Yormark has talked about how they think the whole playoff structure should go, right? Now, that doesn't seem like it's connected to this, but where I'm going with it is Brett Yormark keeps saying, no, we don't want the AQ format. We want the 5+11 format. And people keep asking him, Brett, do you realize that may mean you only get one team in the playoff? And he keeps saying, yeah, short term, you may be right about that. But long term, we think it's in the best interest of our conference. And he keeps on talking like he's a guy who knows something's coming that the rest of the world doesn't know. It could just be he's blindly betting on his conference and they fail miserably. But The reason I'm thinking about that in relation to this is, maybe they do have a master plan. Like maybe their GPS is headed towards this North Star that, however you would accomplish this, greatly enhances the value of that conference. And they realize, number one, they don't need new membership in the future. And number two, it would not have made sense in retrospect to bring Memphis in the fold, even if they did bring $200 million in cash, because it would dilute a piece or a pie as a whole down the road that's maybe much more valuable than it is now. I don't know how that would happen, because I'm so focused on the here and now, but it didn't surprise me when they said no to that, honestly. It did not surprise me.
Interesting. We're talking with Josh Pate, the commissioner of the sport. His college football show is every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube. You can catch a podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can follow him on Twitter, at Josh Pate, CFB. Let's get to the local school here in Big Ten Media Days, and that is Oregon. A very interesting year on the horizon for them. 13-0 Big Ten champs, and then the drubbing in the Rose Bowl has left many feeling great but discouraged at the same time, if that's even possible. And now they go into the year with an incredibly talented roster, but a lot of it being unproven, and most importantly, at the most important position on the field. What does Josh Pate make of the Ducks on July 22nd heading into year four under Dan Lanning?
Well, I think they're right there again. I mean, I think they're in the conversation. I was talking about, who was it? Maybe DeBoer, actually. I think it was DeBoer. Someone asked the question the other day, like, when do you think he'll win his first title? And I said, I have no clue. I don't even think that's what the skill is. Yes, like, it's great to win a national title. To me, the skill is, are you one of those guys that puts your team in position where they can reach it every year? Think about a ladder match. You know, if I could draw a pro wrestling parallel here. Yes. Like, can you get enough rungs up on that ladder where if you extended your arm fully, you would touch the belt? Because if you can do that consecutively, like just consistently, you will eventually grab the belt. I believe that. So Lanning has got his program in that sort of rarefied air. They will be able to reach the belt every year. He may win zero titles. He may win four of them, but I think they're going to be in position. So they're there again this year. I also think they've earned benefit of doubt. I don't need to sit here and chew my fingernails to the nubs, wondering whether those offensive linemen are going to pan out, wondering whether Dante Moore is going to pan out. Now, you guys are up there, so you know as well as I do, you had a five-star quarterback kind of check in and then check out recently, and I think he checked out because he got a load of Dante Moore and realized it's probably going to be a while before I see the field here. So I don't really doubt a lot of their pieces. I think it comes down to execution in big moments. Now, that trip to Penn State early in the season is not going to be easy. Now, you may win that one and give yourself some breathing room, but I could just as easily see a situation where they lose that one and then have to play back against the wall, sort of wounded animal mode the rest of the year, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world for a team, by the way. You know, they could win the league again this year, be a one seed. They could also do what Ohio State did last year and have a few blemishes along the way, but then peak at the right time and win a national title. They'll be within reach. That's the most important thing to me.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What have you heard when you talk to people about Bryce Underwood, the new Michigan quarterback, who, you know, the only comp I've seen, and we'll see if this lives up to it, the Cam Newton stuff has been thrown out there. I know that's a huge mantle to try to live up to, but what have you heard about Bryce Underwood? And then in Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith did basically a sit-down interview where he was saying Julian Sain throws lasers. Like, he's accurate, he's got a great arm. They're also replacing a pretty good quarterback who helped win them a national championship. What have you heard about the two other new quarterbacks at Michigan and Ohio State?
Hey, you're going to hear all the right things. I don't remember the last time I really heard bad feedback about a projected starter in spring and summer. It's just not – those formats are not conducive to really exposing flaws. If they did expose flaws, it's not in their best interest to let you know. Now, I have gone to some of these places and watched these guys in person. I mean, they certainly pass the eye test. Sayin's got an extremely quick whip kind of release. So yeah, you're going to hear that kind of feedback. It's, again, same thing we were talking about with Oregon. Like, if I put Bryce Underwood on the road against Brent Venables at night in Norman, Oklahoma in week 2, do I feel like that's the kind of transcendent talent that just, that experience doesn't really matter? He'll just take over the moment. I always have to see that to believe it. It happens, like you said, with Cam. It happens once every 15 years or so. Okay, if it does happen, then I'll just say I was wrong. But I still think there's a lot to play in this position other than just, man, you got the tools. So Sayin's different because he's not a first-year guy. He's not a true freshman. He's a first-year starter. There's a lot of that around college football this year, a lot of first-time starters that are not first-year players. And I think that's really important because of how valuable immersion is into – a program, into a culture, into an offense, into a way of doing things. Everything's not new. Everything's still new for Bryce Underwood. So if he takes the thing by storm, that's great. I always want to be proven wrong by someone succeeding in doing that. instead of predicting it happens and someone fails to do it, because then you just look like an idiot.
We're not in the market of doing that. Josh Pate is our guest, commissioner of the sport. His show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday on YouTube, 5 o'clock our time. Josh Pate's College Football Show. Catch the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. You kind of led into something there that I wanted to ask you about, because I know you've touched on this in your non-off season. And you had a great listener question. I can't remember if it was last week, but it was basically about the powers that be in the sport having major question marks at the most important position. Like, Oregon's not alone there. We're talking Sayin at Ohio State, unproven. Arch at Texas, we can feel how we want, but we've only seen a small sample size of him. Alabama, Georgia with Stockton. Oregon is obviously in this camp. And it leads to the question of, is this the most open the sport has felt going into the year for you in quite some time?
Yeah. I mean, unequivocally, yes. You know, I don't believe in the phrase, and it's not even close. But I would say yes, and that's not even close. Who's the team to beat in the country?
Yeah.
I just came from SEC Media Days last week. I kept asking, who's the team to beat in this league? And it's kind of rhetorical. The answer is there isn't one. But that's the same answer I would give nationally. Who's the team to beat? I would almost love for this to be a debate class, because it's one of those fun situations, if you're good at debate, where you can give your opponent first choice. Like, you can take whoever you want to. I would be capable of picking holes in every one of them. I think most people who watch this sport, who have, you know, taken a dive into your local preview magazine, could do that at this point. And so it comes back to these questions everyone will have about a Dante Moore or Julian Sayin or Ty Simpson in the SEC or Gunnar Stockton. Okay, if you tell me there is a Joe Burrow-led LSU somewhere out there, then, yeah, those guys probably aren't going to be good enough. Those teams probably aren't going to be good enough. But if it's just a bunch of question marks everywhere, it's, you know, who has the smallest question mark at the end of the year? Or who situationally plays the best? Like, maybe someone emerges on some of these teams with question marks at quarterback with this defensive effort, like we've seen Michigan in the past, Iowa's done this in the past, where they can just be counted on to take over a game if QB and offense doesn't lose it. That stuff could happen this year. It also could be that for all the crowd who has said James Franklin can't, Penn State can't, it may be that you need to erase can't from your vocabulary, because a lot of things that used to not be possible are very possible this year. Maybe a 1 year only, but they're possible this year. So if you want to invite some of your casual friends, maybe like an NFL or NBA type in your life to watch college football, this is the year you probably want to invite them, because I just think it's car wreck after car wreck after car wreck every Saturday. But no one gets hurt. We just all get entertained.
Very quickly, because we're already against it, and we love talking with you. We're looking forward to football season with you again. Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma, they're the new Coldplay couple, right? They're going to get back together eventually, and that seems like it's destined.
Let me tell you what's destined. We're going straight back to AM with these kinds of questions. That's what's destined. I could not believe that. I mean, I could believe it. It's not that infidelity is a new concept, sure, but right. Come on, guys. But then again, yesterday I was on a Zoom call, and I didn't even realize the Zoom had started, and I was yelling in Nashville traffic. So I had my own version of Kiss Cam yesterday. It was like Zoom traffic color commentary. The answer is no. Lincoln's not going back to Oklahoma. Next question.
The band or concert you would be kind of embarrassed to admit, but you are at Fenway Park because you want to get in on their musical performance. People wouldn't guess it about you. Who is that?
Man, current or past? I don't even know if I have an answer for current.
Okay, go past. Yeah, go past.
Well, I wouldn't be embarrassed, because I really don't care what anyone else thinks. But if I could go back to the vintage, like Phil Collins, you could put him with Genesis or put him solo. If I could see Phil Collins, like the late 80s live, it would be an out of body experience for me. That would be just, can you imagine those drums in the air tonight hitting as like they flash a strobe against the green monster?
My God.
Imagine that sentence coming out of your mouth at Big Ten Media Days. What have we done?
Oh, my Lord.
Are you air drumming? Are you air drumming at the Phil Collins concert?
I think it's moving right now at Big Ten Media.
I'm doing it right now in this partition, and the cops are on the way.
Josh Pate, the commissioner of the sport, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. You can catch his show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube. Get the podcast wherever you find your podcast. There is no off-season, but for those casuals who believe in an off-season, it's almost over. Couldn't think of a better guy to have on our first day on FM. Continued success. Have fun in Vegas, and let's catch up again soon.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.